Hearings are also underway on the Hill for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Colorado Judge Neil Gorsuch. Let's get a reminder of just who this man is lawmakers are considering. From Dahlia Lithwick, she covers the Supreme Court for Slate. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi there, Robin.
And Donald Trump, of course, said Gorsuch would be a judge in the mold of Antonin Scalia, the conservative he would replace if confirmed. Gorsuch certainly seems more genial, you know, than Scalia. But tell us more about what that comparison means.
I think I would say he's like the young Scalia, not kind of the old cranky pants Scalia from the last couple of years who was throwing elbows, but very, very much a principled conservative in the manner of Scalia. He is down the line an originalist, a strict constructionalist. I think in some ways, you know, in some nuances, maybe more conservative than Scalia. I think he shares some of Scalia's sort of surprising departure from the court's right wing on criminal defendants and some criminal law issues. But I think it's very fair to say that he is somebody who, when it comes to his statutory interpretation, his constitutional worldview, he is an old school originalist.
Well, then why would Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat, say Gorsuch is a puzzle? You know, tell us more about what his record might tell us.
Well, I think he's a puzzle because in many, many ways, he hasn't spoken or written, even in his 10-year career on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, Robin. He hasn't spoken out or had really a huge imprint on a lot of issues that really matter to the committee. And so, for instance, we don't have a direct case from him on abortion, even though Donald Trump has promised that he would put up someone who will reverse Roe v. Wade. Same, I think, can be said of the big question everybody's wondering. What's he going to do with executive power? What is he thinking about Donald Trump's travel ban? We don't have very good clues about that. So I think the puzzle isn't that he's all that internally inconsistent. It's just that the nature of where he sits on the 10th Circuit means that he has not brushed up against a lot of cases and doctrine that we really would need to know about.
Yeah, Feinstein said she wants to know where he stands on voting rights, the right to choose, as you mentioned, guns, the ability of federal agencies to regulate, especially in the Trump administration. We know that he worked for George W. Bush's Justice Department. He supported programs like warrantless wiretapping and the treatment of detainees at Guantanamo. But there's a new question made public last night in a letter that one of Gorsuch's former law students, Jennifer Sisk, sent to Senators Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Grassley on the Judiciary Committee. In it, she said Gorsuch, who was then her law professor last year, told students, including her, that employers like law firms should ask women in the interview stage about their plans for having children because, he went on to indicate, women manipulate employers to get maternity benefits. She said at one point he asked students to raise their hands. You know, you've seen this, haven't you? And when not a lot of students raised their hands, he said, oh, come on, all your hands should be up. This is what women do. They manipulate employers to get maternity benefits. That seems like a new wrinkle.
It is a new wrinkle, and I think, as you point out, it's kind of a bombshell that has just dropped, so we haven't heard his side of this. I think that what we are hearing, at least from the law school where he was teaching and other defenders, is, look, you know, professors say controversial things in class every day. It's their job to push buttons. The student's response is, hey, this was the second-to-last class of the year. He had not been teaching using this button-pushy style up until this point. It really seemed as though he was trying to make a point about women gaming big law firms in order to, you know, time their pregnancies, take the money and run. Mm-hmm. So she really heard it as something quite inflammatory. And I guess I should say it's also obviously illegal under federal law to ask women as they enter law firms, are you gaming this in order to use your pregnancy? So I think it raises questions not necessarily about this factual dispute, but I think that he has this long history, particularly in the Hobby Lobby case, the Little Sisters case, cases dealing with women's reproductive freedom, where he has heavily erred on the side of the religious employers who will not feel comfortable giving women contraception under the Affordable Care Act. There is a sense that he is not on Team Woman, and I think this is probably another thing you can put on that pile that makes women very nervous.
Any chance, Dahlia Lithwick, any scenario in which he doesn't get confirmed?
You know, this is what people are doing, right? They're counting noses for, do the Democrats need to filibuster? And if they filibuster, do the Republicans, you know, blow up the filibuster? So I think this is very much a three-dimensional chess game that has to do with, really, is this the hill that Senate Democrats want to die on? And I think there are many other issues that feel more urgent. I will say that undergirding this hearing is such a sense of grievance from Senate Democrats. This should have been Merrick Garland's hearing. And I think that Democrats who are not in power but very, very angry in the Senate are going to really have to calibrate how much that plays a part in today's proceedings.
Dahlia Lithwick covers the Supreme Court for Slate. And for us today, Dahlia, thank you.
Thank you for having me.